Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And you can listen to us every Monday at 1:30, the first and third Monday of the month. We have Tidbits and Tea with Beth and Marie, and is a half-hour show letting you know what is going on energetically in the universe. And the second and the fourth Mondays, we talk about one questions. You can call in and ask a question about love, marriage, career, what is spirit wanting me to know for my highest and greatest good at this moment. We also have, we're very open forum, so if you have any questions, ideas, or comments, please give Marie and Beth an email at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can also go in, we would absolutely love for people to hook up with us on our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio, and like us. If you also have a business, just let us know that you have a business, and we'll go in and like your page. Also, visit our website at www.divinegoddessradio.com. Marie and I also do individual sessions, readings, psychic readings with people, or we do them together. We go into corporations and teach classes or do a goddess party. Schools, communities, churches, we go into all settings. So if you're ready to take that next step, we do it for anniversaries, birthdays, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties. So if you're wanting to bring another element into that party, we are your gals. You can also reach Marie at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-900-0555. 4136. Welcome, everybody, to Monday Monday.
Yes, welcome. Hope you had a great weekend. And remember that tomorrow is our full moon. It's the last of the super full moons. So use the full moon energy to clear your crystals and release anything that doesn't serve you anymore. Do a little ceremony, write it down, burn it, and send it up to the universe.
Well, that's right. I got to get on that. Was yesterday the full moon?
Tomorrow.
Oh, or tomorrow, Tuesday. Tuesday. I didn't even hear you say that. I'm going, was it yesterday?
Yeah, and this is a week for high emotions and releasing anyway because of the full moon. So just
my emotions were high last week.
If you're feeling rather emotional this week, just know it's the energy of the full moon and let it go, let it go, let it go.
Let it go, let it go, let it go. Is there anything else that anybody else needs to know energetically? What's going on? You know, and the best thing to do, you guys, is write down the stuff like Marie said, write it down, and then burn it, and it really does help.
Mm-hmm.
You can also put like something that you want to be done with, you can put it into like a mason jar and put on the cover tightly, and when the cover snaps, and it might take a month or so, doesn't matter, it could be the next day, whatever, if you wanted to be done with something, the mason jar will also pop up when it's done. I have one that's been going on for over 2 months now, and the person that told me to do it said, nope, it's still releasing for you, Beth. So it's like, because I said, it's not working, and she goes, yes, it is. But that's how deep it is, and it will pop up. I have two mason jars. One popped up. Another one is still being worked on. And the one that I'm still working on is the money one. So I'm going, dang it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So there's different things that you can do, different rituals that you can do that cause no harm to anybody.
Right.
That cause no harm to anyone.
Hmm. Yeah, I know that people are reporting, of course, the dream state.
Oh, yeah.
Is pretty intense, and it's always intense around full moon because our dreams will show us what needs to be released, so pay attention and write them down. We're actually now finally out of the shadow of Mercury retrograde. So now we are free and clear. So, you know, that yuck and muck is done, and we are truly moving forward. So, you know, as far as energetics, it's not that heavy of a time. It's just because it's full moon,
uh-huh,
and things are moving forward now, and we've entered Scorpio. So Scorpio is all about the psychicness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Scorpio is very psychic. So with Halloween coming too, the veils are very thin.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a time of year when everybody is really, really open. And if you are not fully aware of your psychic powers. This mm-hmm. is what this is a time of year when you feel it and you start questioning, oh my God, what's going on? You know, people see things more, people witness things, they experience things. Keep yourself open to it, you know. Everybody has the ability. It's just being aware and really keeping it open.
Oh, yeah. And it's really interesting. Yesterday, because I just came back from California last night, and one of the ladies that I was sitting by, she was sitting by the window. She goes, oh, my God, look at this full moon. I swear to God, it was right on the side of the plane. It was so cool.
Nice.
If I would have had my camera available, I would have taken it. But it's like I was scrunched in my whole face going, dang, I can't get to my phone to take
yeah.
a picture. But it was the coolest thing I ever saw.
It's a big one. So it's the last of the super full moon. So it's
yeah.
going to be very big again, like last month was incredible. So hopefully it will be nice and clear tomorrow so we can see that beautiful moon come up.
Exactly. And I feel like I'm off on a whatever had to come up and out and had to be disclosed from others is up and out from others as well as my own stuff as well. And so when I'm done with this radio show, I'm going to sit here and write it down and burn it.
Well, and it's, you know, the whole past month, the whole thing of October has been about, you know, September really brought those illusions falling down.
Yeah.
And October was all about completely illuminating and getting clarity
uh-huh.
on all of it.
Yeah.
And I think, I know a lot of us have been going through, our whole circle has been going through it together.
Yeah.
It's been a very interesting
ride.
It really has been an interesting ride. And, you know, when you, like we thought it was contained within us, but then when you get an outsider's perspective and you have outsiders looking in, they see the same thing.
Yeah.
So the signs couldn't have been any clearer in October. Even though we feel like we were stuck in the mud, we really did get a lot of clarity this month.
It was a great month for me, and then all of a sudden the past 2 weeks where I'm going, what?
A lot of surprises, like
oh,
boom,
talking,
boom, boom.
We're talking wicked surprises. Seeing a lot
yeah.
of masks, a lot of masks on, you know.
Yeah. I think a lot of, you know, if you think of the tarot deck, and the tower, where the tower comes crashing down.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're all kind of being reborn out yeah. of the ashes.
Yes.
That has been a theme of October.
But I'll tell you, I've gained clarity like no tomorrow. Holy cow, am I seeing clearly? And even though, you know, there's a lot of backpedaling for others that are involved, it's like, holy cow, again, I mean, lies are going to sit here and show themselves. They're going to come to the surface anyways, and you're going to see individuals for, you know, who they really are. And I'm a very forgiving person, but because I forgive doesn't mean you stay in my life, you know. So it's like, I'm not a fool here. Not a fool.
Exactly.
I'm a Libra and I can forgive just like that, but when you done me wrong, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. Dang, I had a really important thought there and it just literally went blank on that moment. So obviously I must not have.
So if you want to call in, remember we're doing one question reading, so 347-327-9360, and we have a number of people waiting.
And I say that you guys please honor that, because Marie and I, especially me most importantly, are really trying to work on the one question thing. So we ask that you don't sneak in another one, that you really honor that, just because you're honoring us as we're honoring you. So I'm just sending you love and light on that one. Help me do it. Help me do it, because I can get sucked in. So, but we have really good listeners, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Yep. All right. Let's take our first guest.
Hi there.
Hello. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Cleveland area. My name is Sharon. Can you
hear
me okay?
Hi, Karen. Do you have a question or comment?
I do have a question, one question, I promise.
Okay.
I know.
Thank you.
No, I don't blame you. I honor, no, believe me. My question to you is very basic. It's direct. Do you see me, what do you see in my employment? I've been looking for, I'm contracting. I'm actually going, if I'm going to be finding something soon, permanent full-time, not contracting full-time.
Okay. And you're very, very clear in your intentions, correct, as to what
oh,
you're
gosh,
trying
yes.
to attract to you? Okay.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm actually hearing that there's a part of you, though, that's still a little, it's the clarity is not there 100%. So the universe is going, well, do you want this or do you want this? So maybe just look at how you're wording
it. Tweak it.
Yeah.
Because what I'm hearing with by January, it will be smooth sailing, but you need to tweak what it is that you specifically want. And believe it or not, it can be one word that's throwing it off.
Mm-hmm.
But you're that close, Karen. Just so you know, you're that close. Tweak it.
Okay, so you feel in the next couple of months I'll find the right job.
Yep, and I seriously am hearing smooth sailing, but you need to look at what it is that you want so that you can manifest it more clearly. So look at the words and pay attention to how they're feeling when you're saying them out loud to yourself.
Yeah, or make sure you're concentrating on the permanent and not the contract, the wording.
Yep.
That's okay, and by January, you really feel, did you get January? You said smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing...
I know, it's so hard at the holidays. Go on, what were you going to say? Sorry.
No, I'm just hearing... What I'm hearing is 2016 starting over clean slate.
Yes.
Moving forward.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck to
Have
you.
Have a good day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, that was mine. It's so funny because I have friends who know I'm on the air at 1:30 and they still call. Okay. Let's see. Next caller. Hello. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
I'm from Florida and my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa from Florida. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you see for my finances coming up.
I'm hearing shift for the positive.
Yes. Yep. I see your money tree, your personal money tree is filling up. But again, here, this must be the theme for the show. It's be very clear on what it is that you want to manifest. Be very, very clear.
Yeah, I'm seeing around you kind of like a there's a whirlwind of worry and fear. And so you got to stop that whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
So just be clear on what it is that you want to manifest for yourself, for the money aspect. Because I see this money tree, and I see monetary bills on it. So be very clear so that it can come in and fruition can come in even faster. So be very, very clear and be in alignment. And like Marie said, step out of the worry and the fear, and you'll be in alignment. And that what you want to attract is going to come in a lot quicker and a lot easier.
Are you worried about your job ending?
Oh, my job already ended.
Okay.
Because it's time for new beginnings for you, though. It's time for new beginnings. That job was not... that job did not support you energetically. It did not support you energetically. So let go of that. Let go of that experience. That's all it was, is an experience, and be grateful that you had it. And now allow the new stuff that you want to come in. So be clear on what it is that you want to manifest, what it is that you want now. It doesn't feel like you were really happy there, though. It doesn't feel like you were joyful in that. So I see how it came to an end. So that's an ending, so now you have a new beginning. So what is it you want? What do you want in your life? And be clear on that. You'll manifest really fast. Believe it or not, you're a fast manifester. So believe that. Know that. Believe that and know that.
Okay.
And I see your possibilities. They're endless.
Mm-hmm.
So be clear on what you want to manifest.
Yep. I'm actually seeing you sitting on a horse, and a horse is about moving forward very quickly. So let go, because you're holding on to the job that ended. Let go of all that stuff and just really see yourself moving forward, because then you'll be able to bring it in.
Okay.
I'm hearing you're not. Don't worry, because you're gonna rebound really quickly.
Be in your strength and be in your courage. That's what I'm hearing for you. Be in your strength and be in your courage.
Okay.
Don't let your past experience define you. Be in your strength and your courage. And I feel your energy shifting with that right now. You're becoming lighter right now. So stay in that and say, okay, now what do I really want? So be in your personal power. What do I want? And then write it down and then burn that. So make sure that you are wanting to manifest. What is your desire? What is your desire? And then burn that write it down on a piece of paper and burn it so it goes out into the universe, and then it's going to sit here and unfold for you. And it will happen a lot quicker than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So be clear on what you want, the environment you want to work in, the people you want to work in, what you want to be doing, et cetera, et cetera.
And as far as, you know, what they're saying, too, is as far as a job, they're saying to look within your own circle. So make sure that you look at your connections that you have currently.
Okay.
Because it won't be very long. And they keep saying, look within your circle, look within your circle. So talk to people that you already know and let them know, hey, this is a job I'm looking for. I'm ready.
Okay.
And Lisa, remember you're a bright light. There's a little dimness in you, but remember you're a bright light. Don't let your past experience, again, do not allow it to define you. All it was an experience. That's the role that it played. That's it. So learn from it and move forward.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I see the light that you are, so remember that light. Remember
exactly.
Your light. Remember it.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you, sweetie.
Good luck. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Let it go. Let it go.
All right. Next one here. Hi there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Liz and I'm calling from Indiana.
Hello, Liz from Indiana. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. I am wondering, I am on fixed income and I'm wondering, is there any extra income coming in from somewhere?
You're on a fixed income, did I hear you correctly?
Yes.
Okay. I'm hearing newness is coming in for you. There's new possibilities, but it won't be until the first of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hearing that you'll have a part-time job coming in. And it'll be something where you're going to be assisting someone else as far as kind of like in an administrative capacity where you're helping somebody with their work
mm-hmm.
a couple times a week. And that'll bring in some extra income. And it's actually someone you know. And it's something that you're very good at. And they know this. So they will have the capacity to help you, you know, to offer this to you starting after the first of the year.
Do you excel in organization? Are you really good at it?
Never. Never had to try that, no.
Well, maybe that's what this is going to be doing. It's going to help you really step into the organization. Those are just the
mm-hmm.
words that I'm hearing. So it has something to do with that. So it might be, it's something to do with.
Yeah.
You're going to be really good at organizing this, but what the organization or organizing that you're going to do, not quite sure. But you're going to excel at it. That's what I'm hearing, so.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep an open mind on that. Don't go, well, that's not possible.
Right.
I've never done it. Oh, isn't that cool? I get to sit here and find out, is this something I rock at?
Yep.
So be excited about it. Be excited about it.
Yep. I keep hearing the
okay.
same thing that you're going to be assisting. It's assisting someone that you know.
Yep.
And you'll be able to
okay.
get paid for it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So be excited about it. So
yeah.
Thank you for calling in, Liz.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay, if you need to call in, 347-327-9360. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking
Hi.
With and where are you calling from?
My name is Carla and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Carla
from Florida. How are you doing?
Great. And I was wondering, I work for myself and I have been working for myself probably a little over 15 years. And it's slowed down and I was wondering, do you see it going in a different direction, or how do you see my career going?
Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is to reorganize. There's something that needs to be shuffled or reorganized with your business. And they're saying to almost like you need to reinvent yourself in your
yep.
business.
Yep. Become clearer. Mm-hmm. Become clearer.
Okay.
There's a part of you that's needing something new. So look at the way it's been done and become clear on your picture of what it is you're wanting to accomplish.
Okay.
And I'm hearing it will be easy peasy for you. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the beginning of the show and you said about the mason jar. And I think it's something that maybe my fear from past lives or from this lifetime that might, you know, that might be
yeah.
holding me back. And could I put that in the mason jar?
You sure could.
Yep.
You put down one thing in a mason jar. So like if there, and it's just one thing per jar. And so you put it on nice and tight, and then you just wait for it to pop. And don't go, oh, my God, day two, day three. It could be a month or two because you have to remember it's deep, rooted stuff, but that mason jar will pop. It will pop. And when it pops, that means it's done.
Yeah.
And then you can put something else that's in there afterwards after you remove the old one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like the paper that I write down or just the thought?
Yep. 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 It's the paper. It's
yep.
whatever you want to let go. And you put put that down in the jar. It's really cool how this works.
So, like, for example, you could write down, I release any and all limiting beliefs in regards to a successful business.
Yep.
Thank you.
I mean, that's just a general idea.
Okay. Our beliefs and all what's hindering me from moving forward.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
And your guys.
Well,
your guys are actually saying you know what it is. You actually know what it is because you're very intuitive on it. You're just not trusting yourself. So trust yourself, trust your intuition, and go in there and shift it, reorganize it.
And you already know that part of this has to do with your fear of success, of really being in top of your game.
Yeah.
So that's part of that. So put that in the jar, and you'll be amazed at how fast it will let go.
Yeah. And I'm a canner, too, so I got mason jars coming out of the
Good. Good
awesome.
Deal.
See, it's good when they pop with paper and not with food.
That's right. And you'll have to call us back and let us know how it's going.
Okay. Thank you so, so much.
You're
welcome.
Welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Okay. All righty. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chelsea. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Chelsea. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hi. Well, I have both. I just wanted to say I've had readings with both of you, and they are so amazing, and it's a lot better than even on air because you give so much specific information, and I find like the more you're linked into someone's energy, the more specific and the more details and the more information that comes through.
Well,
I just want to thank you guys for that. Because you guys are incredible, and everything that you've ever said to me has happened.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
You guys are wonderful. My question today is actually about my parents. I'm wondering what you see in their future as far as their relationship goes.
Okay. Well, first thing I picked up is they're both really tired. Are they seem to be, I don't want to use the word fighting, but really addressing the same issue over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of go around and around in circles.
Yeah.
It feels like they're disgruntled. They're disgruntled. But you know what I do? Believe it or not, Chelsea, I see light coming at the end of the tunnel for them. If they choose to want to remain together. They know they need to bring it to the next level of healthiness. But there's stuff that needs to come up for discussion. But I'm hearing it's very manageable. It's very manageable.
Well, my dad just came to tell us yesterday that he was cheating on my mom.
Yep.
And so it's been, like, really hard, but I feel like there's a possibility of my mom giving him a second chance.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he ended the affair, like, before she found out, like, months before that, because he was still in love with her.
Yeah,
They've
many marriages when you've been married that long to where they're challenged at this level. They're challenged at this level, but your dad and mom still have a profound love for one another. I see it. I still see this profound love.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's been amazing to him even after what he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, if they both choose to heal together, then I see them staying together for a very long time. But the fact that your dad has taken a step, you know.
He really has.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That right there says everything. So maybe you sit here and talk to them about that you called in and two psychics said that they can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
That will be that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's worth it. So it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And it can suck at that age to still hear that your parents are going through this, because
mm-hmm.
I can feel that in your energy. And
it's so painful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. But you'll get through
it,
and your mom and dad will get through it. Believe it or not, this will not break them. It will make them stronger.
Right.
It will make them stronger.
And remember, Chelsea, that you've got two humans who are going through their own path and their own lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether we're the child or the parent and we're observing each other, it's always hard because you're right there. But if you kind of shift your perception a little bit and, you know, help them and say, okay, what is the lesson here for you guys? You know, what do you see this going through? I know you guys are human. It's hard for our parents because we don't always think of them as human, but they are. So just keep that perspective, because I'm also hearing that you are also going to be helping guide them.
I've had, like, amazing spiritual experiences, and I feel like I know how I can help in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know if it was worth trying.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you
and
so
much.
And
if you can let go, Chelsea, if you can let go of what Dad did, knowing he was a human, that will help you with being able to forgive. This is between Dad and Mom, not between the whole family and Dad. So let that go. Just let that go.
Well, I forgive him. Yeah, I was mad
at
first, but I forgive him.
Yep.
Thank you.
But
so
they can
much.
Get through this. I definitely see love and light at the end of the tunnel. I really, honestly do.
Thank you so much. That makes me feel really happy. Thank you.
Oh, you're
welcome. Very welcome.
We're sending you love, Chelsea. We're sending you love.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Okay.
Love is... I went blank on what that song is. Love is like a bridge.
Okie dokie. Let's see. Grab our next caller here. Hi there. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
I'm Dorothy, and I'm calling from Maine.
Hello, Dorothy from Maine. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I do have a question. When I tuned in, you were talking about dreams. Well, early, soon like the wee hours of the morning, I had this dream, and it stemmed from talking with someone last night. It's a dating site I belong to. It's an Irish dating site. And the man that I talked to online, we moved to a text, and then he called me. So afterwards, I don't know what time it was, 4 or so in the morning, I had this dream in which he had left a message on his profile page where he said, either I finally made a decision or I think I've made a decision, and that he'd tell me about it when he calls, because he said he was going to call me again. And one thing I'm not is a dream interpreter, unless my dreams give me something that pertains to myself and I can figure it out.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering what that's all about.
Hold on, we're having an issue with one of the phones here. Okay, so... Beth didn't catch part of it because her phone was going off.
I can't hear a thing she's saying.
Can you just repeat what your dream? Can you repeat the part?
Okay, my dream was that this person that I talked to had left me a message on his profile page saying, either I've finally made a decision or I think I've made a decision. And he said also that he would tell me about it when he calls me. And because he had said... this morning in a text or whatever, that he told me he'd definitely call me again.
Okay. So this is someone that you've met on a dating site.
Right.
And
it's an
have you
site.
Have you met in person yet?
No. I just met last night. was the first time that he actually, after, you know, every so often he'd look at my profile. And I had looked at him once and just said, okay, I've seen your profile. No big deal to me. But he kept looking at me. He's 7 years younger than I am. He's 60. He doesn't look bad. And, you know, and he just finally decided to say hi to me and wanted to chat. So we went into the chat room. And I was having trouble with the chat room at first, so he gave me his phone number so I could text him. And then we decided to text, and then he decided to call me at like 2:30 or 3 in the morning, which is fine with me. I didn't care.
Yeah.
And so we just had this, you know, and I'm just wondering, you know, because I'm not really sure how serious he is about getting to know me, the total me.
Oh, okay, okay. And so, and then in your dream, you saw that he had posted on your wall that he was going to be contacted.
Right, he posted on his own. It was his own profile.
Oh, okay. Oh, I get it. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
I was trying to visualize.
Yeah. Now, there is a space in there, but it wasn't in the regular space where you can leave a message. It was down to the left of it, but there was this message from him, and it, obviously it was from me.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I get it. I'm hearing within 3 weeks you guys are going to be meeting each other. Now, whether that's by video face chat or in physical person, but you will be bringing it to the next level of meeting one another. So meanwhile, it feels like you guys are going to have conversations in between those 3 weeks. Yeah. I'm hearing that he's really intrigued with you.
Yes.
He's really intrigued with you. So,
yeah,
but he doesn't want to...
I know exactly. Well, he is intrigued with me, but I'm hoping that he will be unlike a lot of men who are intrigued with me, but they're intrigued with me only so far as, I think you're hot, I think you're sexy, and this is what I want from you. And I want
somebody to want something more. What I'm picking up is that he really likes you. You know, he is intrigued with you, he really likes you, but he doesn't want to blow it. So he wants to do everything the right way.
His energy feels very sincere, Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very sincere.
Because today, because he had asked me for certain pictures, and I had let him know what I would send. And I said, anything else? I said, I wanted to be sure that you would respect me, that you wouldn't think I am cheap and slutty. And I said, and would you, you know, basically, I'll put it politely, reciprocate. And I haven't heard from him yet that I know of, because I'm on, you know, talking with you, and I only have internet on the phone at the moment. But, because he did say last night when we talked, he says, we've got to get you over to Ireland, because he knows that's where I want to go, because for a long time, Ireland and Scotland have felt like home to me. I feel like even though at my age, I just discovered in August that the woman I thought was my biological mother could not have been, because I had my blood type. It was impossible. So that took away what I always knew or believed to be my Irish heritage. That just totally went out the window when I suddenly realized, because most of my parents are dead, that my mother was an AB blood type and my father was an O positive. And I've been curious about my blood type, so I had it typed and came out to be an O positive.
Oh.
Just like my father. And of course, I dreamt about them trying, and I finally asked my father in the dream when I confronted him with the fact that, no, you just told me you have an AB blood type and you don't, and told him what it was. I asked him, was I adopted? And he said, there's adoption, and then there's adoption, and that's as far as we went with it, because I can't handle that, knowing the rest of it right yet. Because it just blows everything for me. For 67 years, I thought this certain person was my mother. My biological mother, and now it's like, no, you're not. Who was?
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of, but I still believe that I have the heritage. And this guy is an interesting person, so I'd like to know if he's really interested in me. Well, hey, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also picking up he has very nice energy, and yes, he is genuinely interested in you.
Oh,
and he
good.
Wants to make sure that he does it, you know, doesn't mess up and does everything the right way, so he, A, doesn't scare you off, and B, doesn't push you off.
Right, because I already
and
told
just
him.
Take your time, Dorothy, on not giving identifiable, you know, you don't give him your address yet, you don't give him your social security number, you know.
Oh, but no.
You know, I'm just saying, and I know you're a smart woman, but be careful about it, but it,
yeah.
He feels very genuine, his energy feels very genuine, very sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good, because somebody last night said something to me about somebody coming in and look for the color blue. And I didn't know what that meant. That didn't resonate with me.
Hmm.
It was the color blue. I have no idea.
Someone that she...
Oh, I was going to say, we said that?
No,
oh, okay.
Someone from last night.
Because I had no idea what... Because, like I said, I'm not a dream interpreter, so when I had that dream, I knew it meant something. So I pay attention to my dream.
Mm-hmm.
That if he's made a decision, well, maybe he'll tell me, because I told him about the dream.
Well, blue would be about spirituality and communication. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you would pay attention to does he express himself really well? Is he a good listener? And can you does he talk about spirituality, where he's at? You know, so I could see where the color blue would come in, but he right now he has very soft, very gentle energy.
Mm-hmm.
Very soft, very gentle.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yes.
Okay.
So good luck to you, Dorothy.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you. Thank
you. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello. Oh, hi, this is Nicole, and I'm calling from Kansas City, Illinois.
Hello, good. Nicole. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I was wondering, I put some resumes out. I currently have a job, and I put some resumes out, excuse me, and I have a job interview on November 10th for a supervisor position. I was wondering, how do you see that going for me?
Job for Cole.
Supervisor. Ooh, I just saw a big yes on that one. Big yes.
Okay. I'm going
for
a supervisor position.
Yep. They're saying it's going to go very well. They're really going to like you, and you're going to like the place.
And in 3 weeks, everything will be settled and done within 3 weeks.
Oh, okay, because it's a nursing facility. I'm going for it November 10th.
It's what? I'm sorry?
I'm going for the interview November 10th.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, yep.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah. They're even doing a thumbs up sign, so. And then they're clapping, so that's a very good sign.
In 3 weeks,
right,
you have your answer.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Thanks
all
for
right,
calling.
Thanks
for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Heather and I'm calling from Winnipeg.
Oh, can you speak up a little because we can't hear you.
Sorry, I'm a little hoarse. I said my name's Heather and I'm calling from Winnipeg.
Oh, hi, Heather.
Hello, Heather from
Heather and Winnipeg combined. Sorry about that.
Do you have a question or a comment, Heather?
I was just wondering if you could pick up anything about my relationship.
Anything about your relationship.
Okay. Okay, I'm hearing the word dilemma. Are you... questioning? I mean, I'm hearing dilemma and standoff.
I'm hearing jealousy.
Okay. That could be involved in there. Dilemma and standoff, yeah, we haven't really been talking much lately, and
okay.
We have a son together, and it's just...
And I'm hearing
it's
the jealousy coming
going.
From him. Like, the jealousy is coming from him. It's on his
really?
Side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a little unexpected. Like, there's a lot of girls around him that are interested in him, so I could just see jealousy coming that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him jealous of me, like, in a... sexual sense or anything.
Are you the custodial parent of the child?
That's our problem right now. We don't have a custody agreement, and he has our son right now.
Okay. But you have your son, right?
No.
Oh, you don't. Okay.
He does.
Oh.
He does,
okay.
And it just turned out that way. Like, I was supposed to move to his town, and I left our son with him, saying, "Well, okay, well, I'll sell things off here, and I'll meet you there when everything's done here," and because it's hard on a child for me to be moving stuff and that. And things just kept getting put on the back burner because more and more stuff would, you know, hurdles and obstacles would come up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now he's doubting the relationship and stuff. And we're having issues with about custody, and there was a problem with us filing our taxes because we didn't discuss it beforehand, and we both claimed deductions for the kid. So we have to straighten that out, and it's become a rift between us, and that's what the standoff is kind of about.
Is your relationship with your son, I mean, are you very close to your son?
He's only two.
Oh, he's only two. Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, he's not even two. He turns two in just after New Year's.
Okay.
So he's still a baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing definitely things can be amicable. It's literally sitting down. I'm hearing sitting down like two adults being able to sit here and come to an equal agreement. I'm hearing that he's willing to do it. So, you know, and then you take part in the role that you play in it as well, that things can go a lot more smoother. They can go smoother. And for both of you to come from a place that it's about the child, it's not about you, and when you place the child first, you'll be amazed that everything else falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
Falls into place.
Okay.
And it's hard when you have, when, you know, anybody has hurt feelings. But again, it's about the child. It's not about the adults. And so, because first and foremost, you want your child to be able to ease and breeze through this, you know, because you're still mom and dad no matter what, whether you're together, whether you're individual. But it's amicable.
Right.
I feel that this can be a really good turnout, but it's about two adults being two adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that comes down to choices. Comes down to choices.
I
so on your end, like Marie was hearing jealousy on his part, I was hearing jealousy on your part, but let that go. But that's some stuff that you need to work on your own. I definitely see the two of you guys going your separate ways. It definitely feels like that. But again, if you guys look at it differently and it becomes about the child, I see a really great friendship that can come out of this. And I see really cool friendships coming out of with, you know, partners when they
didn't think it was possible. I really don't. Like, if he's going to have custody, I want to cut it off. I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to continue. I don't want to be friends. I really don't.
Well, that's an individual choice. That's an individual choice.
Yeah.
So, really, what I called to ask about is, can I, we're not even broken up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to straighten things out with us because we're a good couple otherwise. And we haven't really had problems with jealousy at all. I can't say that we have.
And the jealousy, it's not that the jealousy I'm picking up from him is not in so much as, oh, my God, she's dating someone else. Is she dating someone else? It has more to do with, and maybe jealousy is the wrong word, but it has more to do with the situation that, okay, you're over there, and he's there, and it's almost like he sees you as being free and he's not, if that makes sense.
That would make more sense, yeah.
So, yeah, maybe jealousy, but they keep telling me jealousy. So jealous of your freedom really is what the issue is on his side.
I could see that, but I don't make use of my house, my freedom. I'm homebound. Like, I rarely go out. I don't have a social life. Like, I'm
but
just
I think
a homebody,
sometimes
so.
When the other person doesn't see it, you know, they don't know 100%, then that feeling comes up. But I'm also hearing, like what Beth said, sit down and work out on an agreement. An agreement can be made.
All I hear is the word amicable. I hear the word jealousy to the extent. Now, you have to remember this is spirit saying this, mm-hmm. so I'm interpreting it the way that I'm getting it. So just take it for what it is and don't go, well, so it could be that you're not together. That's where jealousy could come from. What's going on over there when we're separate? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Those are just the words that I'm hearing. But I definitely hear amicable. Anything can be amicable. It's about the child. So
yeah, I'm hearing too an agreement.
That's not the part I'm concerned about, though. I know I can come up with a good arrangement for the kid. It's the relationship I'm worried about. I'm trying to save.
Yeah,
so.
It's but I'm hearing an agreement will be made, so you guys can do it, and you'll both be happy with it. So it's just a matter of sitting down and saying, okay, you know, let's just sit down. We need to get this agreement made. We have to think of the child, his priority. And let's make an arrangement that works for both of us.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I just have to make a statement here. And this is just a counselor coming in at me just so I can get it off. It's like, this is a child, not a kid. It's a child, it's not a kid. So I wish everybody, the whole family, just love and light. I send it. But just keep an open mind. Keep an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is possible. Things can be healed. I'm not quite sure what you were searching for, but I wish you well and I wish you love and light.
All right, let's get our next caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brittany calling from California.
Hi,
Brittany. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question. I recently had to release myself from my father's side of the family because they're extremely toxic and unhealthy, and they keep calling me and contacting me, and I'm not sure what their motivation is at this point, and I'd like to know if Spirit can give me some more insight on this.
On why they're contacting you? Okay. Actually, I'm hearing this is more of a test for you. It's to really, you're being tested on your boundaries.
Yes.
Are you walking your talk?
Yes.
And so they're going to, what you know, the reason that they keep, you're like going, nope, I want no contact. Nope, I want
right,
no contact.
Right.
And then Spirit goes, oh, let's see if she's for real here. And somebody will contact you. So it's really, it's a really good lesson for you. It's all about lessons for you with your boundaries.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's what I thought.
So
okay.
Are you going to continue to walk your talk?
Yes. That's the plan. That's the plan.
Right. Well, that's good because, you know, you've already recognized them as being toxic and you
yes.
already recognize that they're not for your highest good. And
right.
To me, it's very brave when you can do that, especially when it's your family. Because,
yes.
you know, we all grow up with our own little preconceived notions and whatever cultural things that, you know, you should never, never distance family. But when you recognize they're toxic and
mm-hmm.
the fact that they're family and you're going, nope, that's it, that's my boundary, kudos
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
Brittany, been there, done it. Been there, done it. It's the best dog
really?
Thing I can recommend. Seriously? Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then when they shift over to a different way, they can start coming back to you, but it's been too soon. But it's all about boundaries, saying, I'm not accepting this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're ready to do this, when you're ready to do
mm-hmm.
it, then I'm there. But until then, I can't afford to have you in my life.
Yes, and that's exactly where I stand. Because it's so empowering to make this decision. And I talk to other family members, like on my mother's side, and they keep saying, well, they're your family. And I say, no, that doesn't
mm-hmm.
work for me. Just because they're family doesn't mean that it's a healthy relationship. So,
girl,
exactly.
I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming
exactly.
from.
Exactly, and also by you standing in your light, you're also shining light on them, and that also helps to shift other, you know, because what I'm seeing is there are parts of that family that will never shift, but
right.
there are a few in there that are looking at you going, oh, my God, she is of truth.
So
let
what
me
is
examine
their
this
motivation?
Now.
Are they trying to, I know it's my lesson to learn to from my boundaries, but is their motivation, I'm sure it's not sincere.
Oh, no. No. Well, you know what? When you're a bright light and you're trying to bring light into the family, that means things will be exposed around you and they feel that light. Because it's like, oh, my gosh, they don't know why, they can't name it, mm-hmm. but they feel like you're, and it might come across where they feel like you're judging them, that you're looking at them differently. But what it is, it's for them, it's their consciousness that's coming up and saying, take a look at some of the choices that you're making. Mm-hmm. I'm talking your family members. Mm-hmm. Well, and they don't like when every time you're in, they're in your presence that this stuff keeps coming up. Because it can present wow. itself in other ways, and you can start questioning, going, oh my God, what the heck? What's going on here? You can think you're going crazy at times. You can think you're going crazy at times.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all it is their craziness. Don't take it on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my dad even told me from, like, he transitioned, and once he transitioned, he told me from that spirit realm to let them go.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening.
And actually, I see you, Brittany, you know, when you are standing, every time you stand firm in your truth, you accelerate a little bit higher.
Yes.
So every time you do that, boom, you ascend even higher. So this is all part of your ascension process and really, really, really standing in your truth.
Yay!
And Brittany, it has everything
yes.
to do with you. You can love your family, but you love yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything
yes.
to do with self-love.
And that's
I love myself
I just,
enough to say I'm done with this.
Yes, I just did a Native American Sweat Lodge a couple of days ago, and that was one of my intentions, is to carry on this self-love journey.
Woo-hoo!
So, how
awesome.
Exciting!
You're rocking, girl. You're rocking. Keep on going. Move forward. Move forward.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you both.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Bye-bye.
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 Oh, that was lovely. Thank you, Brittany. Yes. I felt your energy. My God, you're a bright light. Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. All right. Next caller. Whoop. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha, calling from North Carolina.
Keisha from North Carolina. How are you?
I'm fine. And I'm not
Asian.
Do
you have a question or a comment?
Oh, I just want to know, do you see me getting a new energy as pertaining to my love life? Because I know there's a lot of old energy trying to come through for whatever reason. So I'm wondering, do you see any a new relationship, but new, like a new type of energy type of relationship, you know? Other than what I've been experiencing.
Yep. Cut the cords with your old one first.
Yes,
cut them, because the cords are still tied.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that means let them go from your heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can just Google cutting cord ceremony, and there's, like, different ways. Choose the one that resonates with you the most and have that little ceremony for yourself.
Okay.
And really, you know, you have to let it go and say, this is part of my past, no longer carries me into the future, so that
okay.
you can do that last bit of healing and then open up to the new one that's coming.
And then when you cut the old, replace it with something new and beautiful. Don't just say it here
okay.
and cut clear and delete it, because then old stuff can still come up because there's layers. So replace it with something really beautiful, whether it's an energy, whether it's divine love, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then you start stating that you already have all these beautiful relationships in your life and you're attracting, and be clear on what you want to attract into your life.
Okay.
And then write that down and put it out in the universe and burn it, and it will start manifesting. And then every
right.
day you're experiencing it, even though it may not be in your life right now, but you're experiencing this person in your life, what you're going to be doing together, yada, yada, yada. You'll be amazed at how fast you attract them.
Okay. All right.
There you go, Keisha.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Guys, stay blessed.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okie dokie. Next one. Hi, you're on the air. Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
Rosemary from New Jersey.
Hello, Rosemary.
Right.
How are you doing?
Doing good. I think you were picking up my energy for the jealousy.
Oh, Rosemary. Valerie, you're cute. What's your question or comment? Other than jealous.
I'm not jealous. The guy that's jealous of me.
Oh. So you're asking about a relationship, I'm assuming?
Right. I did a lot of chords and a lot of manifesting and down to earth, all that happy stuff. So what if we pick up on that one? We had a good conversation yesterday, so I just cut it short. So I guess the good new relationship energy, I guess.
Okay, on your new relationship, okay. Like if this guy that you just met, is he going to go anywhere? Is that what you're asking?
I had known him for a long, long, long time, so the energy shifted. So like a lot of cut cordings, what's in the past is in the past. Did all that stuff.
Okay. So, but he hasn't cleared up a lot of his stuff yet, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and that's...
All right, Rosemary, I'm be real with you. I'm be real.
I'm
hearing, move on, girl, move on.
I'm hearing dishonesty with this person.
Yeah.
Like, it's coming across very strong.
Yes.
And your guys are going, put the brakes on, put the brakes on, put the brakes on, so...
There can be a new friendship, but I'm not hearing he is your partner.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. I see two thumbs down on that, and I'm just seeing stuff around him, and it's like, well, if you want to be in that, that's wonderful, but then don't complain. But I don't foresee that he's the one that you're supposed to have in your life on a romantic level. And you may not like hearing that just because you've known each other forever, but I'm hearing new and fresh is going to be coming in for you. 3 months, there will be a new relationship that will be entering into your life. And this man's going to be tall, and he's going to have lighter colored hair. So whether that's blonde, whether that's gray, I'm not quite sure. But I'm not seeing a face. There will be a new relationship coming in 3 months.
Got it. Like, you mean dishonestly what we're both into, or dishonestly the other way?
Say that again?
Yeah, meaning what dishonesty, like... Well,
dishonesty. If he's dishonest with himself, how can he be truthful with you?
Oh, dishonest with himself. Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And that can be on a very deep level. It can be very superficial, deep. It's on all aspects.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff that he needs to work on for himself.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a lot. There's a lot of deep stuff that he's holding on to that... It's just, he's not, and he would never give you 100% of what you need, ever.
Got you. Cool. Yeah, you went through a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah.
Cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Thanks
Rosemary.
For calling in.
Thanks.
Sending you love and light.
Yep. Sending you lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have less than a minute, so...
less than a minute.
I don't know if we... No,
let's be real, because we know Beth will,
Hey, guys, we want to thank you.
Yes, thank
so
you.
So much for joining us.
We appreciate every one of you.
Yep, and remember, if you guys ever are drawn, I mean, if you ever want more information, you know that we're always here for longer readings. And so go to our website, divinegoddessradio.com, and you can book them right there. And we send you love and light. Have a fabulous week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.